Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Imagine this. It's the dead of night, April 5th, 2025. About 2:17 a.m. in Cairo.
Okay.
Inside the Nekhted Annex, this secure wing of the Egyptian Museum. It's quiet, dusty, ancient.
Right. The kind of silence that feels heavy.
Exactly. Then suddenly a silent alarm goes off.
A silent one. Not a break-in alarm.
No, that's the thing. Not a breach, no tremor, just a signal. Police show up, investigators check everything out, expecting, you know, forced entry.
But they find nothing.
Nothing. No broken locks, no smashed glass, cameras show zip.
Yeah.
But then they go inside the actual chambers.
And that's where it gets strange.
Oh, yeah. Because what they find, it defies every rational explanation.
And this was all documented, wasn't it, in those Antiquities Organization reports that eventually leaked?
Yeah, meticulously. They noted how carefully that tomb annex was sealed after the last survey.
State-of-the-art security, supposedly. And it showed zero issues before that one alarm hit.
Which suggests, I mean, whatever it was, it didn't come from outside. It somehow appeared inside.
Right. Manifested within a secure space. That's the initial puzzle.
And what manifested? Not gold, not scrolls. Something. Well, something ridiculous, really.
Go on.
Tucked away on a display stand where a, like, 4,000-year-old papyrus should have been. They found a camera.
A camera in an ancient Egyptian tomb annex.
Not even a modern one. A dusty old Polaroid. You know, the kind that spits out the photos.
An instant camera. Wow. An antique, sure, but from the totally wrong time period.
Totally wrong century.
The forensics confirmed it, right? An SX-70 model, wasn't it? From the 70s or early 80s.
That's the one. Its presence alone, just sitting there in this sealed ancient place. It's an immediate, huge anomaly.
It violates every principle of archaeology, how things get buried, how they stay put. The official memos called it a profound and inexplicable anachronism.
Inexplicable is almost an understatement, because it wasn't just the camera.
Ah, there was film inside.
Still had film.
Yeah.
And when they carefully got it out, developed it, that's when impossible went into overdrive.
Okay, what did the picture show?
Not just some blurry shot. It was clear, crisp. And in the photo, standing right there inside that very chamber, were three hikers.
Hikers, like in modern clothes.
Hunted outdoor gear, yeah. And next to them, Dr. Wayne Jansen.
Wayne Jansen, the missing physicist.
Unmistakably him. And the date stamped on the photo, according to the labs later, October 27th, 2045.
Okay, wait. They found this in April 2025. And the photo is dated October 2045, 20 years in their future.
Showing people, including a missing scientist, inside a tomb that was supposedly sealed when they found the camera.
That's not just an anachronism. That's a direct paradox. It hits you right in the face. How is that even possible?
But hang on. Hikers, just randomly in a sealed ancient tomb. And Jansen, who vanished decades ago. My first instinct, honestly, is
coax.
Like some incredibly elaborate high-tech prank. Someone staged it. How do you even start to rule that out before jumping to, you know, time travel?
That's the rational starting point. And investigators absolutely went down that path first, but the evidence against a hoax started piling up pretty quickly.
How so?
Well, first, those tomb seals. Genuinely intact before the alarm. No signs of forced entry anywhere. No trace chemicals you'd expect from setting up a scene, moving equipment, nothing.
Hmm.
And the photo itself, the details in it were later cross-referenced with other findings, and they were just too specific, too complex for a simple fake.
Like what kind of details?
Even the dust on the camera itself. Microscopic analysis matched the unique mineral signature of that specific annex. Perfectly.
Wow. Okay. That's harder to fake.
Exactly. A prankster would likely bring in dust from outside or disturb the existing dust patterns. This seemed almost native to the spot, despite being impossible. It left them with only one deeply uncomfortable possibility.
A temporal anomaly.
A temporal anomaly.
Okay. I hear that phrase in movies all the time. But what does it actually mean here? For real? Because saying something's from the future, appearing now,
yeah,
it breaks everything,
yep,
right? Cause and effect.
It fundamentally challenges our grasp of reality. Normally, A happens, then B happens because of A. Past shapes present shapes future. Simple, linear.
Right.
A temporal anomaly suggests that line gets bent or folded, cause and effect get jumbled, the future might influence the past. Or maybe the future isn't just potential, maybe it somehow already exists and can intrude backwards.
Like finding the last page of a novel stuck in chapter one.
Precisely. For archaeologists who live by layers, older stuff is deeper, newer stuff is shallower. This wasn't just in the wrong layer, it was from a different book entirely. It shattered their whole way of dating things.
So this baffling photo from 2045, found in 2025, showing the sealed chamber, and Dr. Wayne Jansen. Who was he? Why is his face in this impossible picture such a big deal?
Dr. Jansen. He wasn't just some random scientist. He was brilliant. A theoretical physicist. Very private, apparently. And he officially disappeared way back in 1990.
Vanished. Just like that.
Poof. And at the time he vanished, he was the lead on a top-secret government project, known only to a very few as Project Kronos.
Okay. Secret government project dedicated to unlocking time travel. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Suddenly, that impossible photo has a potential, if wild, origin story.
But wait. Secret project? Lead scientist vanishes? Project gets shut down immediately? That doesn't sound like success. That sounds like something went very, very wrong.
That's the strong implication. The immediate shutdown is key. Governments don't just scrap expensive classified research unless...
Unless it blew up in their faces.
Either catastrophically, or maybe it worked in a way they couldn't control. A way that was too dangerous to even continue studying.
So, Jansen didn't just vanish. The project vanishing with him suggests he became part of whatever happened.
It strongly suggests he wasn't just studying time travel. He somehow got caught in it. The project didn't just fail. It looks like it unleashed something, and shutting it down was damage control.
Wow. Ambition meets forces way beyond our control. A real cautionary tale. Now, this first photo, the 2045 one found in 2025, didn't have something written on the back?
It did. And it's absolutely chilling. Scrawled, like, almost desperately.
What does this say?
I tried to stop it, but the loop is impossible to break.
Whoa. Verified is his handwriting later.
Verified. That single sentence, it just changes everything and it makes it personal. Tragic.
I tried to stop it. That speaks to intent, right?
Yeah.
He was fighting something. But impossible to break. That sounds like utter despair. Like hitting a wall you can't get through.
Exactly. Agency versus helplessness. And the word loop, that's crucial.
Yeah, loop. Not just time travel, but a loop. What does that imply? Like going in circles, repeating things.
It's the core puzzle in that message. If time isn't just a straight line forward, what shape does it have to create a loop? It could mean a deterministic universe where everything is already mapped out.
So even his trying to stop it was part of the plan all along?
Potentially. Like reading a book, the character struggles, but the ending is already printed. His struggle is the story, not a deviation from it. Or maybe it's more like a Möbius strip.
That twisted paper thing.
Right. You follow the surface and you end up back where you started, but sort of flipped. Maybe he's on a continuous but nonlinear path that keeps hitting the same points in time again and again.
The clash between I tried and impossible is brutal. Free will versus fate, right there in his handwriting. Was Kronos trying to make a loop? Or did they just crack open the door to time and find out it was a loop and it snapped shut on him?
That's the agonizing question, isn't it? The ultimate unintended consequence. They reached for mastery over time, and it seems like time itself, in its true, maybe terrifying form, ensnared him.
A prisoner of his own discovery.
His fate is this stark warning about messing with the fundamental fabric of reality without knowing the rules. That notebook entry we'll get to later. It confirms this wasn't just a theory, it was his lived nightmare.
And just when you think one impossible photo is enough to rewrite physics, it escalated. This wasn't even the first piece of evidence to surface, chronologically speaking, for us, was it?
No, bizarrely. Years before that 2025 discovery in the annex, back in 2015, something else appeared. And this time, it went public, big time.
2015? Where?
Beijing. During a sweep of some abandoned industrial lab, they found a laptop.
Okay.
A laptop that was almost completely melted, fused into a solid lump.
Melted? But how? And what does a melted laptop have to do with anything?
That's what baffled everyone. It looked like it had suffered some massive localized energy surge, intense heat, maybe something else. Yet embedded inside the melted chassis, perfectly preserved, a photographic print.
You're kidding. Inside the melted plastic, untouched.
Untouched. The forensic teams analyzing the laptop wreckage coined a term for the energy signature they found. Kronon radiation.
Kronon radiation. That sounds very sci-fi.
It does, but it was the only explanation they had for this specific...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Type of damage and residual energy. Something consistent with, well, massive temporal displacement. Like the laptop itself got dragged through a time warp. And then there was the photo.
Let me guess. Dr. Wayne Jansen.
Bingo. Unmistakably him again. But this time he looked much older, more weary, lines etched deeper.
And the date on this one?
October 27th, 2089.
2089. So found in 2015, showing him in 2089. That's an even bigger jump than the first photo.
A huge leap. 64 years beyond the one found later in Egypt and decades beyond the 2045 date. And the photo wasn't just him posing.
Oh, what was happening?
It looked like chaos. The background was blurred, like a high-speed chase through a city. Mm-hmm. And you could just make out uniforms. It looked like an Interpol pursuit.
An Interpol chase. In 2089. So now he's not just appearing, he's being actively chased in the future. Okay, my skeptic alarms are ringing again. Melted laptop, chronon radiation, a future Interpol chase photo inside. This sounds like it could be fate, like a conspiracy narrative. Is there actual solid proof for this chronon radiation?
It's a fair question. The evidence comes from highly classified reports, leaks from multiple intelligence agencies, Interpol included, who apparently kicked off this frantic, kind of uncoordinated global search afterwards. This chronon radiation, while still theoretical for us, was the consistent, weird energy signature they detected at multiple sites where these things popped up.
So it was like a fingerprint for these events.
Sort of, detectable with specialized gear like radioactivity, but linked specifically to these temporal events. And the fact the photo showed a chase, it implies Jansen isn't just passively bouncing around time. He's either running from something or being pursued through time.
Wow, okay. So Wayne Jansen, he disappears in 1990. A photo shows him in a tomb in 2045. Another photo found earlier shows him older, being chased in 2089. He's aging, but not in order. How do scientists even wrap their heads around a person existing like this?
It completely breaks the mold of individual persistence through time. How can one person be present and visibly aging across these scattered, non-sequential moments? It suggests his connection to linear time, to causality, is just severed.
He's not just moving forward.
No, it's like he's being presented, or maybe surfacing, at different points in his own timeline, but out of order for everyone else. His own experience of time might have become totally fluid or fractured. He is, like that phrase, unstuck in time.
But trapped in the unstuckness.
Exactly. Terrifyingly trapped.
The mental toll. I can't even imagine. Constantly jumping. Seeing your future self, maybe seeing events out of order.
Yeah.
Never truly present. It sounds like a waking nightmare.
It's a unique kind of prison. The cognitive dissonance alone would be crushing. Experiencing your life in fragments, maybe knowing what's coming but unable to change it, always stuck in this cycle, it turns him from a potentially arrogant scientist into this incredibly tragic figure.
Yeah.
And for anyone trying to track him, it's not a normal search. It's trying to map out the pattern of this loop, knowing the next point could be anywhere, anytime.
The most direct insight we have into his experience, his torment, came from his own words, right? Yeah. His notebook.
Yes. Found back in 1990 when they were first investigating his disappearance. This wasn't some weird artifact appearing out of nowhere. This was his personal journal, his thoughts, right around the time everything presumably went sideways.
A direct window.
It's the Rosetta Stone for this whole mess. It connects the objective weirdness, the photos, the radiation, to the subjective experience of the person at the center of it all. It's not just evidence. It's a confession, a plea, almost.
And what he wrote, It's chillingly simple, but says so much.
What was the exact quote again?
Time isn't straight. It's a loop, and I'm stuck inside it.
Ugh. Just reading it. The sense of being trapped, completely helpless. It's visceral.
It's not just I'm observing a loop. It's I'm stuck inside it. That's claustrophobic. But time isn't straight. What does that actually mean? Is he just cracking under the pressure, losing his mind?
You have to consider that, of course. The psychological strain would be unimaginable. But the consistency. His note here matches the inscription on the photo found decades later. It suggests he's describing a perceived reality, however bizarre.
So not straight, like curved. Folded.
He's describing time with a different geometry, not the flat line we imagine. Maybe it curves back on itself. Maybe it has twists or knots that create pathways we don't normally see. And it's a loop, nails that down. It's a specific kind of nonlinear path, one that repeats or returns. It confirms the message on the 2045 photo.
So he understands his predicament, he knows he's in a loop, and he thinks it's impossible to break. But he tried to stop it. That conflict again. Free will versus fate. If his attempts to break free are futile, are they just part of the loop's mechanism?
That's the core of the predestination paradox. Any action you take to change the preordained future only ends up ensuring that future happens. The timeline sort of heals itself around your attempts.
Self-healing. Wow.
So his struggle, his desperation, even writing that note, it might not be him fighting the loop from the outside. It might be an integral part of how the loop functions. His free will actions are actually just steps along the pre-written path.
Which is the ultimate cosmic irony for someone who wanted to master time.
Precisely. He sought control and found absolute imprisonment. That notebook isn't just a clue. It's a testament to the danger of messing with forces you don't understand. It's a warning etched in despair.
So Jansen's trapped, leaving these temporal breadcrumbs. But the loop doesn't just involve him, does it? It seems to be expanding, or at least still active. There was another recent development.
Very recent, just this year, 2025, January 12th. A different research team looking into these weird Nektet annex reports detected something new.
What was it?
Faint, intermittent clicking sounds, like a Geiger counter, but not standard radiation. It was rhythmic, almost metallic. And the energy signature matched.
Chronon radiation.
Exactly. The signature associated with Jansen. It seemed to be coming from deep inside the tomb structure.
Inside the rock. Not just in the chamber.
That's what was baffling. So they couldn't see anything, but the clicks continued. They set up a high-res CCTV camera pointed right at the source area just to monitor it.
Okay, so actual measurable data this time, not just a photo appearing. That feels more solid somehow. What happened?
Nothing for weeks. Then March 18th, 3 a.m., the CCTV feed just glitches for a split second.
A glitch. Could be anything. Bad cable, power surge.
That's what you'd think. But the sensitive audio mics also picked up a tiny sharp sound right at that moment, like a camera shutter.
Woo.
And when they isolated that single glitched frame from the recording, it wasn't just static or corruption.
Don't tell me. Another photograph.
Embedded in the video data, they ran every diagnostic, no malware, no equipment failure, no sign of digital tampering. The frame itself carried that same chronon signature, and the image, once they enhanced it.
Was it Jansen again?
Yes, looking even older, gaunt, standing in the tomb again, but the background looked unstable, shimmering, like reality was thin there.
Unstable.
And beside him, almost ghost-like, were fragments, hints of other people, unclear who, and the date stamp on this one.
Go on.
October 27th, 2125.
It's 2125. So now we've got 2045, 2089, and 2125, all showing him, all linked to this tomb.
It confirms the loop isn't over. It's ongoing, escalating even further into the future. And the tomb, it's not just a backdrop.
Like an anchor point.
It seems to be. A fixed point that these temporal events keep returning to or emanating from. This isn't a single incident tied to Project Kronos anymore. It feels like a persistent feature of reality centered on that location.
Okay, let's try and wrap our heads around this loop concept again with all the evidence. We have the photos 2045, 2089, 2125. We have Jansen's own words. Stuck. Loop. Impossible to break. I tried to stop it. We have the tomb as a constant. So if he tried and failed, does that mean free will is just an illusion in this context? Are his attempts to break free actually what keeps the loop going?
It points strongly towards that predestination paradox we talked about.
Yeah.
Where the timeline is incredibly resilient almost, self-aware in its consistency. Any attempt to deviate is already accounted for.
Like the universe has already written the script and he's just playing his part even when he thinks he's improvising?
Exactly. His struggle is the mechanism. The future events, like the photos appearing, aren't just effects. They become causes for past actions.
Like the 2045 photo found in 2025.
Mm.
Its existence is why people were investigating, ensuring they would be there in 2045, potentially fulfilling the photo. Makes my head hurt.
It completely inverts normal causality. Cause and effect become a circle, not a line. It avoids things like the grandfather paradox. You can't change the past because any attempt to do so was always part of the past that leads to the present, you know?
So the loop isn't the problem. It's the universe's weird solution to the problem of time travel.
In this scenario, yes. It enforces consistency, even if that consistency looks like a nightmarish, inescapable cycle from the inside. The loop is the stable state.
And the artifacts, the camera, the photos are central. That first Polaroid, the images inside the laptop, the one caught on CCTV, is it the same camera somehow? Or just images from it appearing?
That's a huge question. If it's the same physical camera object reappearing across time, then it's also a time traveler, maybe even the key instrument of the loop. Imagine analyzing it. Would it show impossible wear, strange isotopes?
Or is it just the information the photo is propagating?
Either way, the camera or its images act as the tangible proof, the anchors that connect these impossible moments. They're historical records appearing out of chronological order, forcing us to confront this phenomenon.
Which brings us back to who's taking the pictures? If Janssen is in them, and those hikers were in the first one, who's behind the lens?
For 2045, 2089, maybe it's Janssen himself, a timer. Another version of him from a different point in the loop. It's conceivable within the weird logic we're dealing with.
But the 2125 image, the one from the CCTV glitch, that wasn't a physical photo found, it was an image manifesting. Who took that?
Exactly. Was it Janssen again, somehow projecting the image? Or is the loop itself generating these artifacts now? Is the phenomenon becoming autonomous?
That's even more disturbing. Like, there's no author anymore. No external agent. Just the loop itself doing whatever it does. Everyone involved is just swept along.
It suggests a closed system. No outside perspective. No control possible. The observers, the scientists, the hikers, maybe even us discussing it, become part of the phenomenon just by observing it.
So where does this leave our basic understanding of time? Is it this neat river flowing one way, or is it this chaotic, folded, maybe terrifyingly predetermined thing?
This case screams that our simple linear model is, at best, incomplete. If time can loop, fold, allow future artifacts into the past, then it's far more complex, maybe multidimensional in ways we don't grasp.
And the idea of a deterministic universe, where the future's already written, that really shakes things up for free will, purpose, everything.
It does. It forces us to ask uncomfortable questions. And is Janssen unique? Was Project Cronos the sole cause? Or did they just accidentally tune into something fundamental about time itself? Could there be other loops, other temporal knots out there, completely unseen?
And the human cost. You can't forget that, Dr. Janssen. Brilliant mind, lofty ambitions, ends up this. Trapped, desperate. What must that journey inside the loop be like? Endless repetition. Or just constant jarring displacement.
The suffering implied is immense. To know you're trapped, maybe see yourself repeating mistakes, unable to stop. It's a unique kind of hell, the ultimate isolation.
And what about the people who find the evidence, the archaeologists, the scientists? How do you go back to your normal life knowing time might not be linear, that your own future might be glimpsed in some impossible photo?
It's the danger of knowledge, isn't it? The pursuit of understanding fundamental forces can lead you to truths that are deeply unsettling, truths that might cage you psychologically, even if not physically. They chased answers and found a paradox with teeth.
So this whole deep dive, we've laid out the evidence, the photos, the notes, the weird radiation, the timeline.
Yeah.
But the how and the why, still completely mysterious.
We see the effects, the ripples, but the stone thrown into the pond, the actual mechanism driving this loop remains hidden. Was it Cronos? Was it something natural? The tomb activated something else?
It leaves you with this profound sense of unease, right? Facing a reality that just doesn't play by the rules we thought we knew. More questions than answers.
Absolutely. It's not just a scientific puzzle. It challenges our place in the cosmos, our relationship with time itself.
We're left with this chilling picture, Dr. Wayne Janssen, caught in this loop, leaving photos from the future, 2045, 2089, 2125. The loop is still going, maybe still expanding. So here's the final thought to leave you with. If the next impossible image to surface, maybe from that same tomb, showed you, listening right now, could you ever truly believe you had a choice about tuning into this deep dive today?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Are we writing our stories or just turning the pages?